Welcome. It's time for us to kick off this segment by playing the WSAU High-Low Gas Game. In the studio, hidden away in a very secret location, is a gas card that is worth between $100 and $500. On the phone with us is our contestant this morning, a gentleman by the name of Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good, guys.
All right. Mike wants to get gas, but he's going to have to guess the right dollar amount. And that right dollar amount is somewhere, like I said, between $100 and $500. The last guess was $302. Mike, that was too low. So here you go. Okay. Here's your chance. What is your guess amount? Go for it.
Well, I'm going to take an odd number and say I'm going to change that.
Hi.
I'm going to go with, let's go with $385.
$385 is the official bid, and it is, it's too low again.
Still too low.
Still a little bit too low, but just because you're a good sport, you played well, you didn't use any foul language that we have to constantly warn Tom about, you can have your choice of consolation prizes. We can give you a family four-pack of tickets to an upcoming Wisconsin Woodchucks game, discount water park passes to Mount Olympus, or a Culver's gift certificate. Which makes you happy?
We'll probably go with the Woodchucks tickets.
Woodchucks it is. All right, Mike, we have all of your pertinent information. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for playing the game. And as soon as the prize troll has some Woodchucks tickets, we will send them off to you. Now, we will also be playing again during the 10 a.m. hour of the Jerry Bader Show.
Yesterday in my mailbox, a huge stack of Woodchucks tickets arrived.
And there was the chorus of angels that did sing.
Right, which was immediately cut in half from our backlog of Woodchucks tickets winners. If you picked Woodchucks tickets, they went out in yesterday's mail. You'll have them in a day or two.
Now, eventually, I know, I can feel it in my bones, eventually we're going to give somebody, you know, gas. It's going to happen. I'm pretty sure.
I think we're going to be giving someone a chance to operate the backhoe or cement mixer, because I've been looking at Athletic Park. They're not quite ready yet.
They're getting there. I drove by yesterday. They are putting up the fence around the new park that's going to be out there, and they're using stone from the wall of Athletic Park that they took down for some of the renovations. They're using that for the posts that are going to hold up the fence that goes around the new park, so it's going to blend in very nicely. It'll look really nice when they're done. So
they open in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they got to hustle. The weather's been so crummy all winter and spring that they probably are a little behind, but I got to believe they're going to have it all ready to go when the Woodchucks open in a couple of weeks.
All right, so I know what you're asking yourself right now. You're thinking, what could possibly send me to the hospital this morning? Obviously, these are the things that
is
are...
Is that what most people think about on their way to work on a Wednesday?
Quarter after 7 in the morning, after listening to us try very hard to give somebody... but apparently...
Sound they like to send us to the hospital, maybe. But
sound effect's not working the way I was hoping it would work, because I had something really funny there.
You haven't used that in a while.
I haven't used it in a while, so let me try this.
Don't play the one that's longer. No,
there it is.
No.
The quick one didn't work.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with it. It's not playing properly, so we had to go with the backup. Get it? Backup?
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right, so here are some things that you need to be aware of that could send you to the hospital and ruin your Wednesday. Skinny jeans. Let's face it, guys like me, all jeans are skinny jeans. If they're tight enough, they can pinch the nerves at the top of your thighs. Ouch.
The boys have to be free, Jerry.
And lead to a condition called neuralgia paresthetica. And sometimes that requires surgery to fix the problem. So, you hipsters, put away the skinny
jeans. Vanity, thy name is surgery.
You had thought that just a gentle massage would take care of those problems.
No,
sir.
Something that we here in the studio suffer from, just a chronic problem, a fat wallet. If you keep your wallet in your back pocket, you're actually twisting your spine every time you sit down. Could lead to sciatica and even a herniated disc. So just get rid of the wallet, keep everything in your front pocket.
Well, you guys were talking yesterday, you don't carry any cash in your wallet, so you don't have a problem
with that. I went to the ATM yesterday. I had to pay somebody in cash, and for the first time, I got a couple bills to rub against each other in my pants. It also says you should not be wearing flip-flops. Flip-flops, if you're always gripping them with your toes to keep them from falling off, it could lead to tendonitis in your toes.
Makes sense.
Sure. I hate flip-flops. I hate them. I can't wear them. Ugh. This is going to sound odd, but you can go to the hospital if you drink too much water. It's hard to do.
Drown from the inside out.
Too much water can dilute the essential nutrients in your blood, and in extreme cases, you can die. Radio station down in Florida got sued for major dollars because they did a contest making a woman drink like a gallon and a half of water, seeing how much she could drink during the show.
Lawsuit
and
over that, if you remember the famous hold your pee for a wee contest.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that one before. They had people not go to the bathroom and try to win a wee machine?
Yes. And a very large group of radio stations sued for a very large amount of money.
Yeah. And
I would have been out of that contest in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. They also say the last one of the things that can send you to the hospital is intense workouts. Aside from dehydration and heat sickness, you can
never have that problem.
You can get something called rhabdomyolysis. That's when your muscles start to break down and leak protein into your bloodstream.
Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, rhabdo, I'll never know you.
And last but not least, sneezing can send you to the hospital. The pressure in your neck and head go way up when you sneeze. Not only can it be embarrassing when you sneeze and... but enough that... I didn't get to play it during the thing like I wanted.
Take that away from him.
The pressure can be so much that you could even wrench your spinal column and be partially paralyzed. If you sneeze with your mouth closed and your nose closed, you could blow out your larynx.
Yep. And if you, that's the reason your eyes automatically close so they don't pop out of your head when you sneeze.
Well, I don't think that's quite
they
accurate.
Automatically close. Try to sneeze with your eyes open. You can't do it.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that that's why I don't think your eyes would pop out of your head.
You just said we could rupture our larynx if we did it with our mouth closed.
But there's so many other, like your nasal passages and so forth.
Eyes are not attached that strongly. They could come out.
I know, but what I'm saying is the pressure can be relieved through your nasal passages and not have to blow your eyes out.
Then why do your eyes automatically close? It's nature's way of keeping them in your head.
Well, do you have any idea how weird you would look if you left your eyes open when you sneezed? Good gravy, man. You can't take any risks. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Hey, you know who's getting married? Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I try to go to all of her weddings. And I think what she can do is use the flowers from the last wedding. They should be fresh. The wedding is taking place at an undisclosed location, and beyond that, I know that Mexico has been chosen for the divorce, but the wedding, I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Feedback at 8, the Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.